looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry. And today is truly a show for everyone because I know that everyone has had either a dream, a vision, a calling, or a strong desire for something. Now, I'm not saying that you've all taken action or that you've completed it or that you've experienced it, but there's something inside of each and every one of us that shows up. And today, why it's so special, I've got the perfect guest for you guys to really help not just inspire you, because you've been inspired. You're holding this vision. You're holding this dream. But this guest is somebody who can really lead the way, and I'm hoping for some secret tips here too, on how to take action, like physical action, inspired action, where it's not just work and it's not just pushing through and breaking through, but it's actual action that is so effortless that it flows and things become aligned and you get to see your vision, like experience it, the dream, and live that dream. So I want to introduce you guys right now, bring her on right now, to Aisha Hogan. And Aisha Hogan, now when I say to you that she is, you know, it's Reverend, actually, I want to clarify that, Reverend Aisha Hogan. When I say she's a healer, I mean, this girl just believes that you can heal. You can heal a dream. You can heal a vision. You can heal yourself. And she never gives up on this. So when I say she's a healer, she is believing in everyone's healing kind of thing. And she's also the founder, woohoo, and dean of the University of Self Mastery. And today, Aisha Hogan, as I bring her on, that's what we're diving into in the vision. So welcome, Aisha. Hello, hello.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? Thank you. What a great, great intro. Thanks a lot.
Yippee. Hello. You're welcome. And I'm so, so happy to have you here today. And everybody, Aisha and I go a little, not way back, but a little ways back, you know, 5 years. And our dreams and visions have crisscrossed and crisscrossed. And now you have really, I would love for you just to kickstart this with, share a little bit about you more than what I share. Because I just, when I dive into you being a healer and believing in this, I mean, that's your foundation. So let me start there for a second. Share a personal story, like how you've stepped into this world of healing and why it's so important to you.
Okay. So my life has changed so much. So I came from, let's just say, a past where it has been physically challenging. And what I mean by that is, you know, we've all, not all, but a lot of us have grown up in what we call dysfunctional families. And mine was full of love. We had lots of love for each other. However, there was also some physical things going on. My dad was a little heavy-handed. So I got a real sort of mixed up view on what love and pain were. I thought you really couldn't have one without the other. So taking that into my sort of young adult life, as we speed forward in this, I started getting into relationships that were always physically abusive. And if they weren't physically abusive, I actually made them physically abusive because I thought that that person didn't love me until he hurt me. So that was sort of the concept that I grew up with, and that I was not enough and that I would never be enough. And so this is where I kind of, this is where my belief systems were being formed because, you know, especially by the time when we get to the age of 35, I mean, I know this now, 80% of our belief system is given to us. And it's not things that we actually even tested. They were just things that other people have told us and that we believe because they told us to.
Yeah.
And only 20% of our beliefs are things that we actually have tested. Right? So the only thing that I can take away from that is, like, test your belief system.
I was going to ask you, can you share later how, we, not now, but can you, will you be going into how we can do that? How can we test our belief systems?
Yeah, we can talk about that for sure a little bit.
Okay.
And then as I got a little bit older, my dad, of course, realized what he was doing with me was wrong. He was not an abusive man. It's just the way he grew up. He didn't know any different. So when, you know, and I was the eldest of three. So my sister and brother never really experienced that, and that was great. And so we built a really good friendship. You know, growing, you know, we built a wonderful relationship. So I set aside all of the fears and the triggers and the stuff that I had from the past so I could enjoy this relationship that I was having with him now. The issue with that was when my dad died in my early 40s, all of the stuff that I had been suppressing and repressing and putting away and all of the abuse that I had taken since, like from husbands and boyfriends and stuff, everything flew up to me in one moment, and I had to deal with all of that at once. It's as if somebody took the lid off the jar, and I became really overwhelmed, and I decided that it was time to punch out, like it was time to leave this life. I couldn't stand how I was feeling. I couldn't stand who I was. I couldn't stand to look at myself in the mirror. I couldn't stand that even on the outside, my life looked really great to other people. But I didn't feel fulfilled at all. I just felt empty and unloved and not enough. All those things that I still felt as a child. So the interesting thing that happened next was that we had to spread my dad's ashes. My family's originally from Turkey, and we had to go to Turkey to spread his ashes. And I had decided that I would do this last family vacation. It's not really a vacation, but this last family outing. And that when I came back, I had the plan for how I was going to punch out. And I actually thought about the conversation that I would have with God when I got there. Wow. And I would be like, you know, hey, God, it's me, your daughter, Aisha. And he would ask me, you know, he might ask me and he might say something like, so what did you do with all the gifts that I gave you? What did you do with all this stuff? Like, what did you learn in this life? And I would just simply say, I didn't get anything out of it at all. I didn't learn anything. That I was a disappointment. My life was a disappointment to me. And that I wasted all the gifts that you gave me. And that I didn't make a difference in anyone's life. And that I made no massive impact to anyone. And I felt like I disappointed everybody else in my life. What would the difference be if I had to disappoint God as well?
Oh, wow.
So when I was in Turkey, the first time I met a lot of my relatives, and the first thing that happened was my cousin walked up to me, same age as me, and she said, you know, I want to do some Reiki on you. And I'd had Reiki before. I didn't know that much about it. And I thought she was just going to give me a treatment. What she ended up doing was attuning me to level 1 and 2. I had no idea what this meant, but she felt something in me was wrong, even though I was actually happy to be leaving this life. Like, I didn't show anyone that I was unhappy. I was thrilled to be leaving. I just wanted to get home and get this done. And something in her, I guess, said, you know, she needs this. And that shifted me. Like, in one day, whatever she did to me at that time, I know now, but I didn't then. Whatever she did made me want to live. I didn't know what it was that she'd done, but something in me shifted in a huge way. So by the time I got home, I started trying to research what had happened to me and all of this. And that sort of started my path into this life that I'm living right now. And things have just gone.
I didn't know this. This is incredible. Wow.
I have to highlight this. The Reiki shift made me want to live. Something about the Reiki shift made me want to live. So the energetic shift, something's like not physical, but energy, an energy shift made you want to live. That's huge.
Yeah. And it was fun because I went in with the intention that, you know, I'll just let her do this thing to me. Like, I didn't know anything about it. I had no idea that something would happen to me. And because I guess she did an attunement as opposed to just a session, an attunement is quite like, I'm a Reiki master now, so I understand it. But at the time, I didn't know anything about it. So I didn't know, like, there was no expectation. There was no anything. It was just, oh, you know, I'll make her happy and let her do this thing to me, whatever it is. And everything in me that day changed. Not like I had this big, huge power for living and I knew the answers to everything, and not like that. Just, I didn't want to end my life anymore. All of a sudden, I had this will that I had to research. I got a hunger in me, and I didn't know what this hunger was. I had to go satisfy it.
hunger will as opposed to hunger games. I love that. Oh, that's just, and a quick question here. What is the difference between an attunement and a session in Reiki?
Reiki is one of the very few holistic modalities, healing modalities, if you will, energetic modalities that you actually have, there has to be an attunement done. And that attunement actually, if you think about like a funnel, it opens up your energy to accept the Reiki energy, to accept Reiki energy. A session is where you're getting healed with Reiki and it's doing its work on you. It's the practitioner themselves have opened up a funnel inside themselves to just funnel it through them. So it's not the it's not the practitioner's energy that is working on you. It's actually the energy of the universe, and she's like a funnel.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. So everybody, so what she did was she get attunements.
Right, and she opened up this funnel in me, and it literally it did it like a detox on me. It started shifting everything around inside me, and I had no idea what that, like, I didn't know that at the time. I know it now, but I didn't know it then. I just knew something just happened to me.
Right. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here you are. You've got this hunger. You're researching what the heck happened to me, and that literally was, I guess, enough of it, like an your hunger and the fun. Did you have fun researching it? Like, did it, is that what
Oh, my God. So at the time, I was... I had like a bookkeeping practice at the time. I was like an accounting and bookkeeping. And I had a really like I said, from the outside, I even had a TV show. I used to have Maxed Out. I was on Women's Network. And, you know, from the outside, everything looked great. But inside, I'd been dying. I hated who I was, right? So now I've got this hunger. So I would work all day with my clients and I would come home. And if you could see my living room at the time, it was books everywhere and the computer. And I was constantly studying. And what is Reiki? And what is energy? And I don't understand this. And every question would make me have another question, have another question. I would just night after night after night, this is what I would be doing. And then I started taking courses. And then I started getting certified in things, and then hypnosis came into my life, and I got, you know, certified in that, and NLP and metaphysical hypnosis and, you know, past life regression. And I just started, like, all of a sudden I found myself with all these certifications. And I thought, what am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with all this knowledge now? Mm-hmm. And that's when I had to make the hardest decision of my life at that time. I had to walk away from a life that gave me everything I wanted to, I didn't even know if I would eat.
Wow.
Because I didn't know. This was a different world for me. Now I was going to go pay it forward. Someone had saved my life, and now I wanted to help other people save theirs. And I was like, okay, so this is what I want to do, but I don't have any clients. I don't know how to market this. I don't know how to do all these things. So, but I'm going to do it. And it took me 3 months of really some soul, heavy soul searching. And I work with applied kinesiology. So really testing in my body, you know, what I had to do. And the funniest thing was the last weekend before I made the choice, I've never done tarot reading before, like ever. So I went and I bought these tarot cards, these Wicca tarot cards. And I came home and I was just like I went to my cottage where I live now. And I started doing readings on myself. And it was so weird because, like, I would pull out a card and then read what it was about and pull out a card and read what it was about. And I did that, and it kept telling me that I had to leave one life behind to step into this new life. Mm-hmm. Every reading was coming out like this. So I thought, you know what, how come I keep getting the same 7 or 8 cards? And I kept shuffling them, and I actually even took the cards and threw them across the room so they would really shuffle and pick them up. And I kept getting the same cards over and over again. And I was like, holy crap. Like, seriously? So whatever was showing up kept giving me the same message over and over and over again. I was like, okay, I get it. I got to do this. And I had images of in my head of me living in a refrigerator box because I wouldn't be able to eat doing this work. And it didn't turn out that way, clearly, but I was so afraid. I was afraid to step into to what I was being told to do. And that was just the first thing I was being told to do.
I have to highlight that. Right there, you were into what you were, like what you were called to, like, did you want to do it or you just knew? Is there a difference between wanting to do something and having a calling to do something, like what you're saying?
I think it comes in steps. And as we get into the story a little bit more, you'll realize that I think it really comes in steps, because the first step was that I learned that my purpose in this life was to be a catalyst, and that was to help other people get onto their path and their purpose. And really me doing this work was me paying it forward, because this life, this these modalities that I was working with saved my life, literally. And I wanted to use these to save others. Because I know I wasn't the only one who felt like that.
Do you think that compassion is what maybe also, like, because you're a catalyst.
Huge.
And then that compassion is what maybe. So I love that we're highlighting some of these key things as the listeners are like tuning in and saying, yeah, so what, you know, what will help me take this action? But I like that. Some people really want to be the catalyst. And is this a catalyst for healing or catalyst for change? What when you said my purpose in life was to be the catalyst for what?
To help other people get on their path and to get on their purpose and to get out of their own way and to get unstuck. Right? Because we all stay stuck, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I was. I was stuck. I couldn't see a way out. I felt like I was in a room with no windows and doors. So, you know, I was staying stuck, and a lot of people do that, and they'll help other people in their lives, but they won't help themselves. Mm-hmm. And they need to help themselves first. I had to learn that I was first.
You use the desire to help others first, and then use that to fuel that passion. I love that I love the story how it's unfolding. I know we're gonna have to sneak away to commercials here in a second, but when we come back, I want the listeners to know that not only is Aisha Hogan gonna help us. Like, just give us tips. Like, how do we test our belief systems? Because they really are what help us to take that inspired action and to figure out our purpose and to heed our calling. So when we come back, we're going to help you guys out by listening to her story and seeing how her vision really came into reality so beautifully. So come on back to Light on Living after the break.
Of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio.
Are you considering starting your own podcast? Do you have a book or other content you'd like to share with a worldwide audience? Give your book a voice. Hello, I'm Lisa Berry, host of Light on Living here on Om Times Radio. Myself and Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform, help people like you produce your very own radio show. At Podcast Prosperity, we help you create your show and recirculate your content for multimedia impact. Through creation and launch, we give you the support and mentorship you need and help you create the influence, income, and impact that you desire. Contact us at lightonliving.com, Podcast Prosperity.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Light on Living. I'm so excited to have Aisha Hogan here with us. She is not just this beautiful healer out in the world there, but she's also the founder and dean of the University of Self-Mastery. Now, we're going to go into that a little bit more, but we're continuing listening to just like literally how some of us can go from, I don't want to be here, and I'm ready to go, at peace, at ready to go, to literally being attuned into a vibration, a path that says, I have stuff to do here, and I'm excited, and I have this vision, and I'm stepping into it and going on my path. So, Aisha, I would love for you to continue this story, because I think that people are really opening their hearts to, like, wow, like, that's such, if you could have such a 180 flip, so can they.
Of course they can. Of course they can. And, you know, the same things that I looked back at on my life, the same things that happened in my life, you know, our story never changes. It's our viewpoint on our story, right? So the things that happened to me, they happened, right? Like, I can't change anything that happened in the past, but I can move from being the victim of my story to being the hero of my story. And I can look at those things that I wanted to end my life over and say, you know what? That's what makes me relatable to my clients now. That's what really serves me now. Those things that I learned in all those situations that happened to me taught me something, right? So I think we get all caught up in the emotions and the event more so than the message that's coming inside the event, right? So if you kind of look at it like a walnut, right? The walnut being the event. And the emotions, what you got to do is crack open the walnut and eat the meat, right? Because the meat is what you want. But we get all caught up in the shell. And we can't get past the shell, right? So that's what ends up happening to us. So go ahead. I think you were going to say something.
Oh, I was like, I just want to highlight that. Like, we can very so easily get stuck in the emotions around the event, but really what the helpful thing is to do is to grab that message from the event and use that, the things that you've learned to serve your people that you want to help, whether it's clients or just your family and people around you. I want to highlight that. That was so beautiful.
Well, you know, I've changed my wording on things too, because words have so much power. And, you know, we think of the words opportunities and obstacles. Right? So opportunities are great. They're things that come up for us, and that's wonderful. But we look at the obstacles and we're mad about them, or we're sad about them, or they make us angry or whatever. And why did this show up in my life? But now I look at that and I say, their obstacles are not obstacles. What they are opportunities with a challenge. And they're going to have a great big message in there for you. There's a great big learning in that for you. So if an obstacle shows up for you, what you would classify as an obstacle, think of it differently. Think of it with an opportunity with a challenge. There's something in that for you. There's a reason why that showed up for you. And that means there's a lesson in that for you. There's something that's going to empower you and enlighten you. And you just need to sort of go through it and understand it and sit back with it after you've dealt with it and go, okay, why did this show up? Like, what was in this for me? What did I learn from this?
I love that. That's a great question. And so as you went on and you, so you literally, like, I can't believe it. So 3 months of really checking in, like you said, doing kinesiology, doing your muscle testing, doing your cards and readings, I guess, right? And all these modalities, 3 months to really ask yourself.
Yep. And then I made that change. And I spent, you know, the next 3-4 years, 5 years now, and I'm helping people. This is what I do. So I have my own practice, and I, you know, and I'm helping people and I'm doing it. But there was still something inside me that said, it's, you know, there's more. There's more. And every time I went to go talk to somebody who has, you know, everyone's got their own, like, gifts and stuff, they would say, Aisha, you know, you're going to lead. You're going to be a leader. And I'd be like, a leader of what? Right? So, you know, I'm doing my thing here. Like, what am I leading? So, you know. And I didn't want to let something like that get to my ego or whatever. I'm like, you know, whatever, whatever will show up. Right now I'm doing this, right? So I was doing this, and one of the dreams that I had was I've always wanted to collaborate with people. And it's funny. I find this part really, when I say funny, strange, not funny, haha. I thought people who were holistic and alternative and spiritual would automatically want to collaborate. Because they don't live in a space of ego, right? And wow, was I surprised to find out that wasn't true. because nobody really wanted to collaborate. Everybody was worried about what's in it for them. And, oh, my God, don't refer a client because they might steal my client or whatever. Like, there was just this, and I kept getting hit with this. And I'm like, I found it so confusing to me. And I thought, wow, you know, I thought spirit and ego don't live in the same space. But I guess they do because they live in us. So I guess they do live in the same space. But they were still listening to that part of themselves and not the part that said, hey, we're here together. You're not alone, right? So I taken that dream of collaboration and I kind of put it on the back burner because I really thought, you know what, this isn't like, it's just not the time, or maybe it's a dream that's not going to happen or something. Mm-hmm. And then I had a dream, you know, I was, you know, as every healer does, I want a spiritual center. We've all heard that, right? The spiritual center. So I used to look into my spiritual, I wanted the spiritual center, and also actually in my meditations, I used to walk the halls of the spiritual center. I could tell you what the tiles look like. I could tell you what I see when I look out the window. I knew it was going to be somewhere warm near water. I could see it, like I could tell you what was on the walls, the plants that were near the doors. Like, I knew this place. I knew what it looked like. I knew what it smelled like. I knew what it felt like to walk the halls. I knew this place. So I used to always walk the halls, and, you know, I would pick the meditation and go, oh, today I think I want to walk the halls of the, you know, where do I want to go today? Because I have five favorite places I like to go in my meditations. Mm-hmm. So a particular day I wanted to go and walk the halls. And to me, it's like I sort of open the door of the spiritual center. I walk in and I just enjoy the hallway, right? I still walk the halls. I see the people, you know, all that kind of thing. Well, 7 weeks ago, shortly after COVID, like, pretty short after COVID started, I decided to go do a meditation and walk the halls. So I close my eyes, I get myself all ready, I'm doing my breathing, I'm ready to walk the halls, I'm ready to open the door, when all of a sudden I land on a field. And it's this massive field with thousands of people, and they are on these golden yellow mats, like these gold yellow mats, and I can see a bunch of white figures, some men, some women, I can't tell the sex of people. It's just, I just know there's a lot of people. And the mats are all kind of spread out. And I didn't realize it while I was in the meditation. I kind of clicked in after I came out. But even the mats were social distance. Like, people weren't sitting beside each other. Mm-hmm. And I could see myself behind a mic. And normally when I see myself, I kind of always see myself from the outside looking in. Like, I can see myself doing stuff. I don't actually see through my own eyes. But this time I can see through my own eyes, which I found really weird because that doesn't happen to me often. So I'm seeing through my own eyes, and I can see that I'm on a mic. And I'm like, okay, so I think I'm leading a meditation because I can't hear myself, but I can see that I'm talking. And in my head, I'm claircognizant as well as clairaudient, but in my head I hear, Aisha, look right. So I go to look right, expecting yet again to see my spiritual center, but from the outside. But instead, I see this massive university campus, this huge campus. And if I honestly, I wish I could draw, because if I could, I could draw every window. It was so clear. And I saw this huge campus, and I remember thinking in my meditation, a campus? What the heck is, where did this come from? And where are all these people? And I remember questioning myself in my meditation, going, what is happening here? How did I get here? So I had this overwhelming feeling of, because it almost shocked me right out of the meditation what I saw. And I, at that moment, I guess energy kind of knew that I was going to kind of jump out of the meditation. And instead, I just felt this overwhelming feeling of love and just, I don't even know how to describe it, just lots of energy and love. And so I stayed in the meditation. I'm looking around. I said, I don't know what this all means. And how am I going to open up a these are the things I'm asking in my meditation. How do I open up? You want me to do a campus? Do you know that it's COVID right now? Like, what are you talking about? And I can't even get my center going, and you want me to open up a campus? So, like, all of this is happening inside the meditation. So I come out of the meditation, and I am crying. Like, I'm just weeping because I can just feel all this love. And I remember looking up at my ceiling, you know, looking up at the sky going, how do you want me to do this? I knew that I'd been given a gift, because I can tell you right now, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought about a campus or a university. I would have never thought about landing on a field where thousands of people were listening to me, right? So how I ended up there, I don't know. So I knew for sure there was some divine intervention going on for sure.
Just, I want to step into that vision just for a second, because here is something. I love that you said you almost were, you know, shocked out of meditation. It was so zappy, so energetic, so startling, right? And so this is an interesting thing, whereas you were in your happy place visiting your dream, your vision, going along, going to check it out, on my way, doing my thing, right? And then and something really is, you were opened up to, I want to say this, is that you open up to help, like that collaboration, like the universe almost stepped in and said, oh, we're ready to collaborate. You've got the whole universal, you know, source energy coming down and partnering with you. And is that the kind of like, did you automatically say yes in the thing? Like, is that why you're asking, how do I do it? Or were you saying, did you have more of a resistance? Like, how can I possibly do that? Like, was your questioning more of yes or no?
Yeah. Well, the question was a little bit of both, but I remember, like, when I looked up at the ceiling, I was kind of like, and how do you expect me to do that? That's kind of how I said it.
Right.
And it wasn't like, oh, thank you for this gift, and how do you want me to do it? It wasn't that. It was like, I knew there was a vision. It kind of shocked me. There was still my own, a little bit of my belief system going, I'm supposed to run a university? Like, are you joking? Did you pick the right girl here? So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that was going through, but I'd asked the right question. And I didn't dismiss it. And asking ourselves the right questions is very, very important, because most people ask ourselves, why is this always happening to me? Or why can't I get where I want to go? Or why? The interesting thing about our brain is it's always set up to give us solutions. But if we ask the same disempowering questions, we're always going to get the same disempowering answers. So instead of me saying, like, why would you show me something like that, right? I asked the question properly, which I didn't realize at the time, but I did. And I said, how do you want me to do this?
Oh,
and that's what
brilliant.
I said.
I love that. Okay. Let's pause right there for a second. Okay. Everybody listening, you've got to check in with your questions. Are you asking a disempowering question, or are you asking a helpful, supportive, get me more, help me more, show me more kind of questions? Okay. That's a huge tip right now. Okay. Yes. Let's go there. Oh, that's perfect.
Well, it's so true, because we continue, same disempowering questions will always give you the same disempowering answers. That answer will never change. You ask the question, you got the answer. You keep asking the same question, you're going to keep getting the same answer, right? So you have to change your questions, right? You got to change your questions and stay away from why questions. It's like, what can I do differently? How can I change this? Those are the types of questions you need to be asking. And before you know it, the answers will show up. One way or another, they're going to show up.
So when stay I asked, away from you, why.
Okay. So when I asked, how is this going to happen, a few days later, I ended up at an online networking event, because I moved 3 hours away to my cottage, and I used to go to this networking event, and I couldn't go anymore because it was 3 hours away. And now, because of COVID, it was online. So I was able to go online and see some friends I hadn't seen in a long time, and they were showing this platform that they were on. And I was looking at this platform. I thought it was a website. And I was like, oh, my God. There was a little bit of envy in me, I got to tell you. And I was just like, oh, my God, that's such an amazing website. And they must have paid thousands upon thousands of dollars for that. Like, that's so amazing. And when I downloaded their app, I realized it was an app. It wasn't a website. It was a platform. So I went on the platform. I spent 7 days on there trying to break it. If you knew me, I'm a kind of a techie person. I said, why wouldn't this work? In the back of my mind, I'm getting a nudge saying, this is where the university is going to be. It's not going to be brick and mortar. It's going to be online. And so I'm on there trying to break it. I'm doing everything I can. I'm pushing every button. I'm trying to break the platform, because I'm trying to find reasons why this won't work,
right?
Why this isn't the right place for this to be. And no matter what I did, I couldn't break it. So I was like, all right. So I showed it to a few people. They loved it, talked about it, and I muscle tested even the business model.
Oh.
Everything about how this was going to be. I asked myself, how would I want to join this? What would make this attractive to me? Because I knew how holistic healers were from the past and the difficulties I was having with them. And I thought, you know what? The only people that are going to be on this website, the only faculty that are going to be here are people who share my value. And that means money will happen. That's the outcome. What they need to have first is a passion for serving others. And if they don't have that passion, if that is not what drives them, then they can't be a teacher in this university.
I love that. Shared values. I'm glad that you were really clear on what your value was that led it, the foundational value, having a passion to serve others. So listeners, I want them to hear that, is that, you know, it's so important to go through your values. It's really to know your values, not just your why, but your values. I love that. I love that, Aisha. So you've had this, like, they must have a passion to serve others. And then I kind of threw it in there, like, the money will come. And we still have a minute here before commercial. And so when you did that and you talked to a few people, how did you recognize, did you come out and ask them, like, hey, do you have a passion to serve others?
No. Well, first of all, I kind of asked them why they like to do what they do. And I wanted to hear that their answers weren't just their surface whys. Everybody's got a why, right? But most of them are very surface, right? They're not true whys. And here's when we come back from break, I'm going to teach you guys a really neat way to find out what's your real why.
Oh, awesome. Yes. And just, and as we do go into those commercials, knowing your why, guys, it's not what you think. It's not, it really isn't
not,
what you think.
Not,
it's a surprise.
Nope.
I love it. I love it. So everybody come back to Light and Living with Aisha Hogan, and we'll go through our whys after commercial break. Jasper.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
As I'm sure you know, it is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on Om Times Radio.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, are you guys having fun? I know that's why you're here, because I always find that, you know, when sometimes we run around and we go, gosh, what's my purpose? Or, and then we're now into like, okay, well, I better know my why. And then it's like, what? Now I have to have a vision? Oh, God, there's so much here. But I love all these steps, and I've kind of been, you know, taking note on what's coming up and showing up. So far, I want to recap, because we are here with Aisha Hogan, and she is just a fabulous leader. I'm going to say that. Yes, you're a leader in having a model and steps to have a fulfilling life, because you at that point made that decision. All right, I'm not going to be disappointed in my life. I've got this renewed, you know, desire to live, and I've got reason and purpose here. So what I've collected from you so far, Aisha, is test your belief systems, know your values, learn your deeper why, and I kind of added this one, know intimately your vision. Go visit it. Go check it out. Know the details. So you're going to bring us back to it. You had some fun things about knowing your deeper why. And I can attest to this. If you guys stay surface on your why, if you just have the light, fluffy why, I need money. My why is I need to protect my family. My why, it's, well, that's a pretty deep one, but you know, they can go deeper. There's deeper, deeper, deeper. So I would love to hear what you have to share with us about finding out your deeper why.
I'm going to share that in a second. I just wanted to sort of go into, just back up for 1 second.
Sure.
And so when we went, like when I had this vision of the university and I showed it to a few people and I started doing interviews with faculty and stuff. And, you know, now I just want to tell you what's happened now in a very short time.
Yes.
In 7 weeks. So in 7 weeks, I have a board of directors. I have me.
Woo-hoo.
And five others. So I have a board of directors now. I have over 35 teachers on my founding faculty. We are launching July 15th. And it's funny because I wanted an accompanying website. When things are meant to be, when you listen to your visions, when you don't question them and you allow them to happen, it's amazing what happens. This all happened in 1 month. Now, last week, I wanted to get a website done. I've been wanting to get a website done. I went through two website companies, and they wanted a lot of money, over $3,000 to make the website that I needed to accompany this platform. And I thought, oh, my God, like, this isn't going to work, and how am I going to make this happen, and how am I going to make this happen? How am I going to make this happen? I went to bed going, I can make this website myself. I'm smart. I can do this. And one of the website marketing companies I talked to, I actually know a girl that works there. She was a client of mine. And she, because she has partners, she couldn't make the decision by herself. And anyways, I'm starting to make the website. I spent the whole day putting the framework together. And I get a phone call from her at 4:30 last week on a Thursday. And she says, can I talk to you tonight? And she already told me how much the website was going to be the day before. And it was like beyond what I could pay for it. And she said, I said, sure. So I contacted her. I showed her my website, what I'd done all day. I said, what do you think of this? She looks at it and she says, are you married to that? I go, what do you mean? She goes, I talked to my partners. We love your business model. We love your university. We love what you're doing here. We're going to make this website for you for $500.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know what to say. Me, who always has words, stood there with my mouth wide open. And I was just like, if you're on the right path, if you ask the right questions, if you put out the right energy, everything will come. I am telling you, you have to have faith in yourself. You have to believe that you can. And the one thing that I've learned through all of this is every time I think I can't, then I know that I must. And it's changed everything.
Wait, can you repeat that? When I think I can't, I know that I must.
Then, yes. Every time I think that I can't do something, then I know that I must.
Wow. Whoa, that's a lot of belief in yourself. You're awesome. Woo! All right. Well, I want to share that secretly, but not secretly, have invited you to share the story because I would like to really just, it's such an honor to be one of those board members. I love
yes,
the story. And I did not even have this under my radar. I did not have the time. I didn't think or anything. And then when you asked, I said yes without even thinking about it, like, because I went with the feeling of it. I do possess that strong desire to serve others. And so that was, I guess, you know, that's what aligned and matched. And I'm sharing that with all the listeners too, to really hear that you don't have to know in your mind, like you don't have to be, you don't have to consciously almost like recognize something in somebody else. When you know your values and you are attracting others with those same values, they do show up, and you're almost like your souls kind of know, like your own values kind of go, oh, there you are. Right. I'm supposed to do something with you. And I just like with the website. And so I'm so glad you shared that story. And it's very real. Like you shared numbers, finances, your limitations, where you really couldn't do certain amounts. And then because people need to hear that, you know, it's kind of like when The Secret came out, you know, we needed to hear some real stories, you know, like what's this whole
secret?
It's
funny when you say The Secret. I look at The Secret, you know, the movie The Secret that everybody watched. One of our teachers is Bob Doyle from The Secret.
Yes, I'm so happy. And his wife, oh my gosh, they're so...
Yeah, his girlfriend. So when I talked to them, I talked to him, I reached out to him, and I was like, I was speaking to him, and I said, you know what? I said, I would really like to have you, and I showed him the university. I took him on a virtual tour, and I said, I'd like to have you as part of this. This is what we're going to be doing. This is the value. This is a place that's interactive. When I talk about the university, I want you people to know that this is not a place where you just another course platform, like some of them that are out there. It's not that. This is completely interactive. That's why I like this. This is a place where a student can come and be supported. They can just, like, if you think about Facebook or whatever, imagine Facebook, but without all the people on it. And it's like that. It's completely interactive. You can come there, you can hang out, you can be supported, you can be empowered. We will not allow bullying. We will not allow disempowerment. We will not allow marketing and ads all over the place. This is an actual campus and teachers, and for self-growth for people, for yourself personally, for your business, and for your relationships. That's what happens here. End of story. Nothing else. I won't let anything else happen. So this is a vision that was given to me, and I will honor it and give it the integrity that it deserves. So every student that comes in will be treated and always welcome, and we are there to support and empower you. And there's going to be teachers from all over the world. We're going to be teaching in different languages. This is a true global community. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know how I know this, but this university is going to be a healing force to be reckoned with. Absolutely.
Oh, did you say healing force? Oh, well, that's beautiful. Yeah. I love that. Healing force, not healing source. Oh, that's, I like that. Well, I want to share, because we'll go into the why to help the listeners out here, but I loved so much was the name. And I'll tell you why, just on a special note here for myself, self-mastery. I am one to always, like, my core values really, actually, when I looked at mine and I did my list and everything, and I really, at first I was like, oh my God, I must be this terrible person. I really care just a lot about myself and not a lot about others. Because my core values were actually about healing myself, and it was about self-mastery. And I share that same value that, you know, when we heal ourselves, we love ourselves, we can believe in ourselves, and that's how we lead. We should show others to do that same. And so the term self-mastery is actually replacing the term life coach for me. I really love self-mastery coach, and I really want to think. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was just me. Hi, Aisha. All right. Hello, everyone. Okay, let's continue from there with the domain. And you've scored it with all the other names, too. The University of Self-Mastery and University of Self-Mastery. See, look at that. She's so excited that we've got all things. Actually, I want to share about the why. I was actually really happy that I'm in a mastermind. I think masterminds are fantastic. If you guys have an opportunity to be in a mastermind, that's a great way for you to explore yourself, your whys, your core values, without having judgments or anything else, but not doing it alone. And I went through an exercise. It went across with you on YouTube and everything. I think it was it's Dean somebody. Oh my gosh! And I know his last name, and I can't think of it. But he's partnering with Tony Robbins right now, and he does. It's like a 7 or 8 minute clip on YouTube. You guys could Google this, YouTube it. And there's a way. There's a process of going through these.
Hi everyone. Am I there? Okay. Hey, how are you guys doing? Sorry, something happened here technically, so we're just going to keep on going, and we're going to talk about that why, all right? So the why is very interesting. This is what you do. So pick an area of your life that you want to figure out what your why is, all right? Any area. Could be personal, could be business, whatever it is, but an area of your life. Think about what is your current circumstance of that right now? Like, what is your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why is that part of your life? Why? What is driving you? So you're going to come up with a why. It could be because I want to make more money. It could be because I want to be a better mom. Whatever it is, there is a surface why. Then what I want you to do is we're going to take it 7 levels deeper. So you're going to say, why is making more money or being a better mom important to me? Why is that important to me? Then you're going to have an answer. Okay, whatever that answer is. You know, maybe it's I want to leave a legacy or something, whatever it is. Well, you're going to have another answer to that. And then whatever that answer is, you're going to ask yourself again, why is that answer important to me? Why is that important to me? And you're going to keep asking yourself this. Every time you come up with an answer, you're going to say, now, why is that important to me? You're going to find that your why starts to really change. And at some point during this, it drops from your head, from being a conscious thing, and you're going to feel almost like this thunk, like it moves into your heart. And now you're coming into your real why. And I want you to do this like 7 times so you can keep taking yourself 7 levels deeper to find out what your true why is. And all of a sudden, you're going to look at what your original goal is, and then you're going to look at what the why was that you started with, and then the why that's 7 levels deeper, and you're going to find that it's a very different why. That why is the why that motivates you. That why is the one that drives you. That why is going to be the one that gives you the leverage that you need to get yourself to that place, to get yourself to that goal. And if you can find that real why, if you can take yourself 7 levels deeper, you're going to be ahead of the game. Because now it's like, now I really know why I want to do this. Now I understand what's going to drive me. And inside you get this insatiable hunger in yourself. And that's really what I was doing. During when this COVID first hit, I was kind of sitting by myself like, wow, I'm by myself. My business has slowed down. What am I going to do? It was for me a blessing because I was able to see the signs that were showing up for me. I was able to get this vision and not just put it aside and say later, I'll do this later, right? I was able to pay attention to what was going on. So I don't know if Lisa's back with us yet or not.
I am. I love those perfect words that you were using about you. You just gave us the motivation of knowing our deeper why to motivate you, to drive you, and that you can leverage it to get you to that place. Sorry, I caught that. That was gorgeous. I love that.
It is, right? I mean, if you're going to lift something heavy, you need the right leverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you need to have the right why. And if your surface why is never going to get you there.
Mm-hmm. It's too easy to flake out on it.
Yep. And also what you want to do is be able to reach out for resourcefulness. Resources and resourcefulness are two very different things. Resources are the stuff that you already have, the strength that you already have. And sometimes what you need to do is now get resourceful and pull in resources from other places so that you can get that goal that you want. What ends up happening is sometimes we just stick with our own resources. So I'd like you to imagine this as a house. You're building a house, but you don't have enough bricks. But no matter how you move those bricks around, you're still not going to have enough bricks. There's still not going to be enough bricks to build the house. You have to go get more bricks, right? So
that's incredible.
Sometimes you have to be resourceful, reach outside yourself. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to show your soft underbelly because actually to show your vulnerability takes courage. And that was a lesson I had to learn because I was never one to ask for help. Never. I'll do everything by myself, right? To actually be vulnerable and to ask for help, that is okay. It takes courage to do that. And you will gain a lot of resources, capabilities, strategies that you didn't know you had. So what's that definition of insanity? Doing everything over and over again the same way, expecting different answers. So if I use those same bricks and keep moving them around over and over again, expecting it to be different, it won't be. I'm still going to get the same result. I need to do something different. I need to become resourceful.
I think you just gave us a perfect closing thing on how do you take action towards your why. That is right there. Don't just use the same bricks. Get more bricks. Ask for more bricks.
Right.
You know, be open to receiving other kinds of bricks in there. Maybe they're different, you know, colors and shapes and everything, and you're going to get a different vision and get closer. Oh, I love my time with you. I want to take this moment to invite everybody right now. It's not launched fully, but it's there. So I want them to go and check out, pop online and go to the University of Self Mastery. And I also believe it's just University of Self Mastery.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And just say hi to us. Like, we want you to go there and say hi, but also to know your core values and your why. Let's work on that. Let us know. You know, you can always message me at, you know, Lisa Berry on Facebook there, or pop on the university and send us a message. Thank you, Aisha, so much. It's been such a pleasure to have you here. So motivating. Woo!
See you later. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
All right. Well, we'll meet you guys on the other side, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on Monday. Bye, everyone.
Bye.